If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this fourth day of April, 2011. Happy birthday to Maya Angelou, who is 83 today. Clive Davis is 79. Robert Downey Jr., 46. And David Blaine, who I think is still in a tank of water on Times Square, is 38 today. Here's something I know from years of radio. And, you know, I did maybe, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, sometimes 6 hours on Saturday when I was at the Big X. And here's the deal. When you walk in the studio, you need to have a plan of what you're going to say. Unlike today's podcast. I mean, there's a lot of truth in that. You know, back when I was on the radio, we were always somewhere doing something. We had promotions going on, public appearances. You know, people just ask you to appear at charitable functions or just life in general that you would talk about. Now, I want to do nothing. I guess in my case, there's always yard work. I was having a chat with Allie on Skype the other day, and I was showing him outside and the yard and the neighborhood, and it was really interesting because everything's in bloom now because it's total spring here, and I was thinking of all the work that I have to do. And I'll be honest, when Mom went into a nursing home, I pretty much put everything on hold, and that was what needed to be done. But there's a lot of pruning and a lot of stuff around here that needs to happen. And I noticed the other day that I have a tree in the backyard, and it belongs to the neighbors, and that has nothing to do with it because we all live very closely together, and trees, branches overflow into other people's yards. But this branch is heading toward my power line. Now, God bless my British friends because, they have 220 coming straight into the house. You know, you can not ground something or plug something in the wrong way and kill yourself. You know, here in America, they dumb it down to 110, much like our government. But if you get shocked, you're not dead. Well, seeing as how we don't have free health insurance, it may be a good idea to maybe go to 220. Maybe. I don't know. Why hasn't Congress thought of that? 220 electricity! And I guarantee you, it's like the thinning of the herd. You'd see about 10% first weekend would be gone in America. I am well aware of power and what it can do. Because, working under a tower that's been struck by lightning several times at the Big X and also over on the Gray Highway, you get a sense of what true electricity and power can do. And so I call the power company, which is what you do here when you see branches encroaching on a line. And they're very good about sending someone out. And so they did. They send somebody out Friday. And we go to the backyard, and he looks at it. And, of course, the branches are actually on the power line. And I said, look, I'm afraid to trim anything. And they're on the power line going through the trees back to the pole behind my house. And the guy says, oh, no, they're fine. They're not going to hurt you. No, just be sure you don't cut into it. But you can cut around these. Yeah, they're made to go through trees. It's not going to hurt anything. Really? I thought to myself, I want this guy's job. I don't know how much he gets paid, but if all you do is ride around in a company truck and go from house to house and saying, oh, no, it's okay. You can go ahead and trim. It won't hurt you. And this is exclusive information only to my podcast listeners. So if really I go missing, because, I'm on Facebook and I'm really not on Tumblr anymore. I don't know what to do with Tumblr, but I do a podcast and, I show up here and there on the internet. I still make comments on videos on YouTube. And so if suddenly I just go away, people will be going, well, where's Bill? We haven't heard from Bill in a while. First of all, no one will be saying that. And second of all, if you do hear that, you'll know what happened. You can say, oh, yeah, he got electrocuted. And this is the reason I love British people so much. And people ask me, they say, you're a real Anglophile. And I said, I am. I love my British friends. I love England. I love everything about that place. And this is one of the key things that I love. When I was over there, there was a story in the newspaper about a man who sat on a toilet that wasn't grounded. He went to the loo. He sat down on a metal toilet seat that was not grounded, and it had 220 running through it, and he was dead the minute he hit it. And we laughed for days. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did the typical, oh, God, that's a shame. Can you imagine? God, can you imagine? Wouldn't know what hit. Oh, God, that's awful. So sorry for the family. But did you read this? This is unbelievable. And we'll see you soon.